An 8.8 earthquake hit Chile today. This is a rather large earthquake, so it's comparable to the earthquake that occurred in Haiti. One of the things that is probably pretty predictable, of course, is a large group of fundamentalists claiming that the earthquake on Haiti is God's judgment, or at least asking the question as though it were a legitimate line of inquiry. So, you know, I wanted to think about this a little bit and ask why. I mean, first, with Haiti, it's the poorest, most downtrodden people in the Western Hemisphere. So is that, you know, the people that have earned God's judgment? And it's actually because of the history of colonialism there that they're in such a state of deprivation. So it's odd that a group of people that have helped wreak that history upon them are claiming now that these people are being punished versus, you know, what you see in the Gospels, which is God always walking among the poor and feeding the poor and helping the poor and telling Christians to help the poor. But now I have to ask, why Chile? I mean, and it was offshore of Chile, so is it the fish that God is angry with? You know, and this makes me just want to inquire into the whole history of earthquakes worldwide. I mean, you know, people act as if this judgment of God is something that supposedly popped up a few moments ago, but there have been earthquakes since the beginning of the world. In the last hour, Oklahoma was hit by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake. So my question now is what did the Oklahomans do? And are any of you in Oklahoma that are out there claiming that this is God's judgment? You must have really pissed God off by claiming things like that. You know, I started to look and I thought, wow, you know, the day before the Chilean earthquake, Japan had a 7.0. I mean, what is Toyota not recalling its cars fast enough? And on the 18th, we had a 6.9 on the border between China, Russia, and North Korea. It's as if God couldn't make up his mind. You know, either that or he just has a terrible aim and can't hit anything. So I wonder, you know, what? How do you know, you fundamentalists, which ones are God's judgment and which ones aren't? There's a 5.9 offshore of Northern California earlier this month on the 4th. And I know what some of you will say is like, well, the Californians, of course, they deserve it. But again, apparently God can't seem to hit the state. He keeps dropping them in the ocean. So what is it? The largest earthquakes in recent history, overwhelmingly, actually in Alaska. I mean, if you go back and look, you know, between the turn of the century through the early 60s, Alaska is just getting pounded. So what were the Alaskans up to that really ticked God off? But I mean, you know, in the last 100-150 years, Missouri, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, Idaho, these states have really taken a pounding. So what is it? Are they voting the wrong way? I mean, what's happening there that God is getting ticked off? You know, and if you look just last year, what is it? I mean, it's just raining earthquakes. And not compared to any other year. Don't get me wrong. There's no evidence whatsoever that the number of earthquakes has increased in recent history. Yes, you know, populations are increasing, and so the death toll is increasing, and the damage is increasing. It's much easier to damage a first world or a second world or a third world civilization these days. You know, they're not just hunter-gatherers living off of berries. So last year, Taiwan took it, Tonga, Queen Charlotte Islands, Fiji. What did Fiji do? I mean, seriously. The Santa Cruz Islands? What did they ever do to anyone? I mean, what is their great crime that God is punishing them for this? Colorado took one, too. Did the Coloradans, what happened? They elect the wrong governor? Was he gay? What occurred exactly? Greece took one, too. Ireland took it? I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. So if you go back the last few years, I guess the point is that there's really nobody that hasn't been getting pounded. I mean, just going back to Oklahoma, they've been taking it off and on, you know, all year long. There have been earthquakes all over the place. So, you know, I have to, again, go back to the one that happened, you know, in the last hour, that's a 4.4. What is it? Is it the degree of God's anger? I mean, you know, does he load it up and hit you with a six-pack if you really tick him off? And if you're in the fours, well, you basically just made a mistake somewhere. Is it venial sins versus cardinal sins? What is it? You know, it's not that I'm really trying to make fun of people. Not that I mind doing that. The fundamentalists are an easy target. You know, one just has to ask why so many of them think that a question like, is it God's judgment, is an intelligent question, is even worthy of consideration. If any of you are in California or Colorado or Oklahoma, you got no leg to stand on, because when the ground's shaking underneath you, be careful. It might just swallow your self-righteous butt up. The presumption here is that we're the righteous people if the earthquakes are presumably happening over there or elsewhere. That's the kind of stuff that, oddly enough and ironically enough, Jesus wouldn't put up with. He hung out with all the poor. He hung out with the depraved. He hung out with the tax collector and the prostitute and the heretic. But he didn't hang out with the self-righteous religious religious people, the Pharisees, that thought, gee, God must be judging everybody else. Thank goodness we're not like them. So be careful, because the next one could be you, if you're right. Thank goodness you're quite wrong. You'd better be glad, because otherwise I feel like a hole would just open up in the ground and swallow up your quaint little storefronts. Have a great day. This is Asher Black, and it's been a pleasure. You'll be hearing from me again.